Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera here talking about the historical significance of the Eagles-Saints rivalry. It's a good one. The Eagles leading this rivalry 16-13. And Joe, there have been some really memorable games. Yeah. I know that you like to focus on the postseason.
Well, sure. Eagles-Saints have played twice in the last 20-some years. 1992, remember that memorable win when that group with Reggie and Randall and Keith Byers and Eric Allen and Steph and Andre West and Fred Barnett, they finally broke through. After all those years in the playoffs, they finally broke through with a huge win in the Superdome. It was a 36-20 game, Dave. And, you know, the things that really stand out that day, you're right, Fred Barnett with two touchdowns, including that leaping grab in the end zone from a Randall, beautiful pass down the middle of the field into double coverage. Seth Joyner with a huge interception. Heath Sherman in the third quarter with the touchdown around the corner. And, of course, Reggie sacked the safety, and Eric Allen ultimately with the interception return for a touchdown. It was a very, very memorable
game. And the head coach for that team?
For the Saints?
No.
For the Eagles? Rich Kotite.
Rich Kotite, yeah. Who won more playoff games than did Buddy Ryan.
That's correct.
And, by the way, that season began with the Eagles at Veterans Stadium retiring the number 99 in honor of Jerome Brown, the late, great defensive tackle who was killed in the offseason in an automobile accident. And at that time, the Eagles playing the Saints, an emotional victory to start that home schedule in 1992. The Eagles off to a great start that year and really struggled down the stretch, but winning a playoff game against the Saints. And then, of course, for me, Joe, there's one in 2007 that really sticks out for me. It was the 2006 season. Jeff Garcia comes in for Donovan McNabb, wins six games down the stretch. And the Eagles at the Superdome in prime position to win the game. Now, they couldn't stop Deuce McAllister the entire game. Mm-hmm. The Saints just ran up and down the field. Scott Young! False start nullifies a fourth down conversion. And on fourth and 15 with under 2 minutes left, Andy Reid decides to punt the football. Yeah. The Eagles never see it back. And Andy Reid got really, really roasted for that decision. Well, but it was the right decision. Scott Young didn't jump early.
Yeah.
Jeff Garcia to Hank Basket, first down, Eagles rolling.
So my recollection, David, was a 4th and 10 that they converted. The penalty made it 4th and 15. The Eagles had to stop McAllister in the three, you know, plays that they had, and he ultimately ran for the first down. That was it. That was rough because, you know, Jeff Garcia, like you said, and he was playing well in that game. Dante Stallworth had, I think, like a 75-yard touchdown in that game.
Brian Westbrook, a 62-yard touchdown run, and that was that playoff game. The most recent playoff game, of course, 2013, Chip Kelly's first season at Lincoln Financial Field. A beautiful night, great energy in the stadium, and the Saints clamped down on the Eagles' offense early. Nick Foles leading the Eagles in the second half, a big second half. The Eagles getting some plays down the field. Keenan Lewis, who's still on the Saints team, who just played in his first game last week, was knocked out of that game. Eagles springing DeSean Jackson for a few plays down the field, taking a lead with 4 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the game. And it looked like maybe the Eagles would win in the postseason, but not to be.
Well, you know what really stood out in that game, Dave, was how different the Saints' offensive attack was than the expectation. If you remember, Jimmy Graham was, I don't want to say barely on the field, but on the field less than expected. New Orleans ran the ball, man. Mark Ingram close to 100 yards that day, including that final drive that you're talking about, Dave, where New Orleans just methodically moved the ball down the field. Remember, that drive started. Darren Sproles with the kickoff return and the
Perry Williams, yeah. Face mask.
Face mask, yeah. So that drive was that drive ended the season. The thing about that game was it just kind of defied the expectation. Eagles offense struggled in the first half in the year. They were really explosive in first and second halves. And New Orleans running the ball. It was just a different kind of game. And ultimately that kick at the end of the game to end the season.
And now the Saints come marching again. This time a regular season game. 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.